Do you want victory? You can have it in Christ Jesus.
Time once again for Abiding in Christ with Jim Wood.
You have to step back, evaluate the various positions in light of Scripture, and then re-engage with a godly perspective.
Pastor Wood is the founder and executive director of Ware's Valley Ranch, a Christian home and school for kids from crisis situations.
Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love."
You can contact the program by calling 866-41-ABIDE or by visiting us on the web at pastorwood.org. And now, here's your host, Jim Wood.
Good evening, folks. I hope that you've had a good week this week. I hope that whatever circumstances you're going through, you are finding great encouragement and comfort in the Lord. His word is always true, and it does not change. I want to talk with you this evening about something that is unfortunately going to be more and more stories along this line, but Bethany Christian Services, the agency that my wife and I used in order to adopt three of our children from Ukraine, announced this week. It was in the New York Times. It was a press release from Bethany Christian Services. It has been covered in various news outlets. They announced that they're now going to be taking a more inclusive approach. And what that means is they're going to allow LGBT parents to foster and adopt. Now, this was the result, supposedly, of their just wanting to be more inclusive. Actually, if you read the information, it comes from, it goes back to a policy they changed in Michigan 2 years ago when they started allowing it in the state of Michigan after losing a court fight to uphold what had always been their doctrinal position and their practice. But now they're acting as if, no, this isn't bowing to political pressure. This isn't bowing to the state. This is just recognizing that there are so many children who need foster care and who need adoption, and we're going to take an all-hands-on-deck approach. We want to include all the people we can and help all the families we can. Families today are not the same as they were when Bethany was founded. Well, the guy who's led them in that regard is a fellow who came to them from World Vision, another organization that has changed dramatically over the years. World Vision, you may recall, some years back, had a huge public relations disaster when they announced that they were going to start offering same-sex benefits to their employees because they had couples who were living together as husband and wife. Well, I guess that's not the right term, as spouses. And as a result, they wanted to include those folks. Well, when they did that, they got a huge blowback from a lot of their constituents. People who'd been supporting them for years said, "We're not going to support you if you're supporting homosexual behavior is okay, because it's not okay, according to God's word." And when they realized, oh, this is a disaster, then they changed their policy back. They said, "Oh, we shouldn't have done that. We're sorry, we'll take it back." Well, then they had a huge blowback from people who'd been thrilled that they were going to do it. And they said, "You're a bunch of cowards. You're bowing because these people are threatening to take away your money. And so now we're not going to support you." And after a while, they came back and they said, "Okay, we didn't handle that right. We didn't announce it correctly. We didn't communicate well, but we are going to do same-sex benefits after all." Basically, folks, you either are or you aren't. You either do or you don't. You either approve or you won't. And the pressure these days from the government, from the media, from tons of celebrities, is we have got to not only not oppose homosexual behavior, we've got to support homosexual behavior. We've got to embrace homosexual behavior. We want these folks to feel good about themselves. We want them to celebrate the way that God made them. Bethany Christian Services has also said they're not going to be doing international adoptions anymore. And of course, I respect their right to do that. They may have had some excellent reasons for that. But I sure am glad that we were able to adopt those three precious children from an orphanage in Ukraine, because those kids have been such a blessing in our life, and they've been a blessing to so many other people. I hope that God will raise up another organization that is devoted to Jesus Christ and able to help families and children all around the world. I'm just telling you, it saddens me tremendously that Bethany Christian Services, which once upon a time was a great organization, as was World Vision once upon a time. But you see, World Vision is the organization that my wife and I used to support children overseas when our kids were little. We had three biological sons, and so we sponsored three little girls, one for each son. Each one was assigned a sister overseas. They were in various countries. They were to pray for those kids when we did family devotions each night. And they got the reports, and they heard about how their sisters overseas were growing and being taught and fed and given medical care. And then after several years of this, we found out that one of their sisters in the country of Bangladesh was not receiving a Christian education at all. Instead, she was being given a Muslim education. Well, what's wrong with that? Well, the basic statement in Islam is there is one God, his name is Allah, and Muhammad is his prophet. And I'm sorry, folks, but that's not the truth that children need to be taught. Muhammad is not his prophet. Jesus is God the Son, and he is the only Savior of the world. There's no other name given under heaven whereby we must be saved. And if you're trusting in anything, not just if you follow some other religion, but if you're trusting in anything other than Jesus and him alone for your salvation, you're lost. You may be a Baptist. You may be a Roman Catholic. You may be a Pentecostal. But Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, didn't we prophesy in your name? Didn't we cast out demons in your name? We did all these wonderful things. And he says, I'm going to say to them, depart from me. I never knew you, you who practice lawlessness. Because you see, if our trust is in anything other than Jesus, we're lost. It is only his righteousness that can save. And World Vision, long before they embraced publicly homosexual behavior among their staff, had been hiring Muslims and hiring other folks who are not believers because, you know, it was what they had to do. We contacted World Vision and said, what's going on? Are we to understand correctly that the money we've been sending you for years for this child is going to give her a Muslim education? She's not being told about Jesus. She's not being given the gospel. Well, we can't do that in Bangladesh. Well, let me contrast that with another organization through whom my wife and I now support children overseas. And that organization is Compassion. Now, I haven't spoken to anybody at Compassion about this. I'm not doing this because I've got some kind of special relationship with Compassion. I'm doing this because I want to contrast two organizations, both of which serve millions of children and families around the world. But one of them, Compassion, faithfully shares the gospel. World Vision, they've got some good people working for them. And in some places, they share the gospel. But in other places, in order to do good, they don't share the gospel. They share things that are not true. They are not faithful to what Scripture teaches. Pastor Wood, be careful. Don't speak ill of another person. I would be speaking ill if I didn't tell the truth. And the truth is, when Compassion International was told by the Hindu government in India, either you start sharing this money with Hindu orphanages and Hindu organizations, or you can't stay in India. They appealed, they pleaded, and when the Modi government would not back down, Compassion closed their operations in India. That was tragic, but it was the right thing to do. I'm not just giving you my opinion, I'm giving you God's word. Don't compromise with evil. It is not okay to bankroll lies. It is not okay to bankroll folks who are saying things that oppose the truth just for the sake of getting along. You know, it's the end justifies the means. No, it's not okay. And so Compassion is the organization that my wife and I give through because we want to be sure that the children we're helping are really being helped, not just given food so that they're better nourished on their way to hell. The most important thing we can do for the children as we feed them, as we clothe them, as we educate them, is to share the gospel with them. And to do that, you've got to hire people who love Jesus. And Compassion has been faithful in that. Well, Bethany Christian Services, which for many, many years was a great organization, hired an executive from World Vision. And they have big contracts with the government, millions of dollars involved. And if you don't do things the government's way, you lose contracts. Now, they have stated this is not the reason we did this. I would just say to you, follow the money. Because the government is saying if you don't do things our way, you don't get to operate. Now, some states, at least one I've been told, Bethany Christian Services in that state has said, okay, we're not part of Bethany Christian Services anymore. We're going to rebrand and we're going to continue to serve families in our state, but we are not going to change the gospel and we're not going to change God's standard. Bethany said explicitly that they were committed to the biblical view of marriage as being between one man and one woman. That was their position. They no longer say that. What they're saying is, you know, we just need to all work together in order to help as many children as possible. Folks, I wouldn't run a children's home, and I wouldn't have fostered kids and adopted kids if I didn't know there was a big problem with kids needing help. But what they need is the truth. They need to see a loving example of a man and a woman who are committed to each other. And if what they're given instead is a false picture of what family is supposed to be, you're not helping those kids. Oh, but they're still getting good nourishment. They're being rescued from situations of neglect and abuse. Folks, if I simply said, okay, we're going to round up all the stray animals and put them in little kennels behind my house, and then we're going to give them all poison, would that be kindness? It is poison to teach children that homosexuality is okay. It's poison because it's a lie from the pit of hell. I realize there are people who hear this and they think you are too hateful. I don't hate these folks. I have worked extensively with tons of people who struggle with homosexual attraction. I don't condemn them. I don't despise them. But I don't pretend that it's okay to engage in homosexual behavior. It's not okay. I have friends right now who are battling cancer. I don't despise them. I don't look down on them. I admire their courage. I love them. But if I were to tell them, hey, listen, for far too long, cancer has been treated as if it's a problem. It's not a problem. I want you to just embrace what's going on in your body. Realize this is normal. This is a good thing. Just don't fight it. Just celebrate it. That wouldn't be loving. That would be lying. You see, 1 Corinthians 13 defines for us what love is. Love is patient. It's kind. It doesn't envy. It doesn't boast. It's not proud. It's not rude. But you know what else? Love does not rejoice in evil, but rejoices in the truth. The truth is that God invented sex. Sex was designed by God to be an expression of love between a man and a woman who are married to each other. And if we give kids the lie that sex is just, you know, a way of expressing strong emotions and physical intimacy between people who care for each other, and it doesn't matter whether it's a man and a woman, or a woman and a woman, or a man and a man, or a few people who enjoy each other. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It does matter. And the reason it matters is because God says so. If I told you that it was okay to cut your fingers off because, you know, you don't need all those, I wouldn't be loving. I'd be lying. If I told you that, you know, yeah, the eye is good for seeing, but it's also good for hammering nails, that wouldn't be kind. That would be insane. Biology makes it abundantly clear that the male and female parts go together. They were designed for that. The male parts don't go together, and the female parts don't go together. They were not designed to go together. And efforts to get around that are doomed. And God specifically, in the Old and the New Testament, deals with this. And people who try to say, well, Jesus never said anything about it, haven't read the book closely. Because when they asked Jesus about divorce, Jesus said, haven't you read that from the beginning, God made them male and female and said, for this cause, a man shall leave his father and mother and cleave unto his wife, and the two will become one flesh. That's what Jesus said. Now, how does that allow for homosexual behavior? It doesn't. It also doesn't allow for heterosexual sin, for premarital sex, or for extramarital sex, adultery. God specifically condemns adultery, and God specifically condemns homosexual behavior. Well, what about a person who didn't ask to feel that way? Okay, I have great sympathy and have spent hundreds, if not thousands of hours, I believe I could say honestly thousands of hours, working with people who struggle in that regard. And I wouldn't do that if I didn't love them. I care about them because God cares about them. And there is no condemnation for temptation. But folks, if I give in to the temptation, I've not been tempted to homosexual behavior, but I've definitely been tempted toward heterosexual sin. And if I say, well, I didn't ask for these feelings, okay, but I still can't give in to them. I have to do what God says. I have to be true and faithful to my wife. And I'm grateful that I have a wonderful wife. But if I was not married, if I was a single person, I would still have sexual desires. And it's not okay for me to say, well, you know, God wouldn't have made me this way if he didn't want me to do what I feel like doing. That would just be a crock. That'd be a lie. That wouldn't help me. And if people came along and said, well, no, Jim, you know, I mean, you're a healthy guy, and so you need to be able to satisfy your desires. No. Not true. What about if I have desires to do something harmful to somebody because they have been really rude to me? Is it okay to do that? Absolutely not. God forbids it. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. I will repay. It's commanded that I forgive, that I bless those who curse me. bless and do not curse. Folks, I have never in a broadcast talked about World Vision, even though for years I've known that they had serious, serious problems. I'm thinking back, maybe I did say something when they first announced that they were going to start doing same-sex benefits for their employees. I may have talked about it then, but I certainly haven't been on any crusade against them. And I'm not on a crusade against Bethany Christian Services. I just wish they'd change their name, call it Bethany Services, because it's not Christian anymore. They've abandoned what they said for decades is the truth. Now, I'm telling you this, I operate a children's home and school and a summer camp and this radio broadcast and a counseling center and a whole bunch of stuff that God has enabled us to develop over the years. It's very likely that the day will come when a hostile federal government will tell us, you cannot do that anymore unless you bow to Caesar, unless you say what we say you must and do what we say you must. We're going to shut you down. We're going to fine you for every day you're open. We're going to shut you down. You're not going to be allowed to take care of kids anymore. All you've got to do is change your policy and agree to hire homosexuals and so forth. That's what the Equality Act that the Democrats are pushing for right now is wanting. Removing all religious exemptions and saying that, you know, it is not okay to exclude people whose behavior excludes them from the kingdom of God. Okay. Now, again, I'm not talking about temptation. I'm not talking about orientation. I'm talking about behavior. When the federal government is trying to tell us, you have to hire these people or we're going to shut you down, we'll shut down. If they come to enforce that kind of lie in this patch of the woods, our board knows and our staff knows that we will not give in. We're not going to do it. Because this ministry doesn't belong to us, and this ministry doesn't belong to the government. This ministry belongs to God. That is the first part of our first guiding principle as an organization. Throughout the history of the church, there has been pressure from various governments to bow to the government as supreme. Bethany Christian Services has done that. World Vision did it years ago. Because if you want those government contracts and all the hundreds of millions of dollars that you can get if you're just willing to do what they say, then that's what you have to do. Well, I'm telling you, compassion hasn't bowed, and I pray to God that they won't. And Ware's Valley Ranch and abiding in Christ, we're not going to bow. And one of the reasons I'm so thankful to have the board that I have and to have my son, Clayton, as the executive director now of Ware's Valley Ranch, is because I know that we are all in unison about this. I talked recently with someone who used to be at Bethany Christian Services. Not anymore. Not anymore. And in his words, if I hadn't already left because of other things, this would definitely have caused me to leave. And as saddened as I am that they've done this, as tragic as it is, I'm really not surprised. Folks, let me tell you, that is the choice that every organization, every church, every Christian, every business is going to have to make over and over. Are you going to bow to Caesar or are you going to bow to Jesus? I pray that you will only bow to Jesus. God bless you. Have a good night. You've been listening to Abiding in Christ. If you have questions that you'd like for us to tackle on the program or comments you want to make, I want to invite all of you to contact us at 866-41-ABIDE. That's our toll-free number, 866-41-ABIDE. Or contact us on the web at pastorwood.org. That's That's pastorwood.org.